here's a story from The World.
Iran is vowing revenge against Israel. This in response to an explosion at an Iranian nuclear enrichment site over the weekend. The attack at the Natanz site occurred just hours before U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin touched down in Israel on a diplomatic mission. Austin said the U.S. will continue to try to engage with Iran over its nuclear program. He also made clear where Washington stands.
Our commitment to Israel is enduring and it is ironclad.
Meanwhile, talks between Tehran and European diplomats continue in Vienna. They're trying to reinvigorate the Iran nuclear deal by bringing the White House back into the fold. The World's Ariel Osiran reports.
Iran's nuclear program hit a new high and a new low this weekend. On Saturday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani celebrated the country's 15th annual National Nuclear Day by ordering the activation of new centrifuges on live TV.
عملیات گازدهی به ماشین‌های نسل جدید سنتریفیوژ در مجتمع.
The festivities even included a music video featuring singing scientists dressed in white lab coats. Standing beside a set of centrifuges, some of them held photos of colleagues who were assassinated in recent years. By Sunday, though, the celebration was over.
And this breaking news, CNN is learning more about an incident which caused a blackout at an Iranian nuclear facility. According to Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, the incident was a, quote, terrorist action.
A mysterious explosion caused a massive power failure at the Natanz facility, which is considered the centerpiece of Iran's enrichment program.
It looks as if there is no possibility now in Natanz to enrich uranium.
Seema Shain is a former head of research at the Mossad, Israel's national intelligence agency. She now leads the Iran program at the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv.
If it is correct, it's a huge, huge damage.
Israel is suspected of carrying out the attack, which it will neither confirm nor deny. The country wants to roll back advancements Iran made since the U.S. abandoned the 2015 nuclear deal. This is just the latest incident that further heightens tensions between the two countries. In recent years, they've been engaged in a shadow conflict across the Middle East. Iran's responses to Israeli strikes, though, have been limited so far, but those attacks are becoming more frequent. From every few months, now they're every few days. And with targets getting more strategic and a veil of secrecy pretty much gone, things could quickly change.
I think Israel and Iran are in the last weeks on escalation course toward a collision that might get out of hand and deteriorate to places where both sides actually do not want it to be.
This recent escalation could further complicate the indirect talks taking place between the U.S. and Iran, both trying to negotiate a nuclear deal. Hamid Mousavi, a professor of political science at the University of Tehran, says the timing of the attack is probably not a coincidence.
I think the Israelis are deliberately trying to derail talks between Iran and the United States, and they've been doing this for over a decade now.
And he says Washington is well aware of this.
I think the Biden administration views the current escalation with apprehension, but not surprise.
Matthew Levitt is a senior fellow and director of the Reinhardt Program on Counterterrorism and Intelligence at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Levitt says that Iran is trying to increase its leverage in the current talks by continuing to escalate its nuclear activities, while still engaging in other illicit activities as well. But it still wants a seat at the table.
I think both parties have a real interest in seeing some type of success at these talks, which doesn't mean they will succeed. Iran in particular is in a very difficult spot financially. It cannot simply walk away from these talks. So I don't think that these recent events are going to, you know, implode the talks, but I do think it will make them a little more testy.
In the meantime, Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, vowed today that his country would retaliate against Israel. But he added, quote, "We won't allow any sabotage to affect nuclear talks." For The World, I'm Ariel Osiran.